We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. I'm with Joseph Birdie, who is president of Speed Global Services, and I think I have an idea. This is so cool because the best part about this program is that most of the titles pretty much give away what it is you do, but what does Speed Global do?
Speed Global Services, we are a full-line service provider for our logistic business. So we're servicing both trucking, warehousing, as well as freight forwarding and a custom brokerage. We're a full asset-based company based right here in Buffalo. Been here since 1946. We started as a trucking company. Mr. Joseph and Vincent Savarino started the company locally here, running freight between Buffalo and Niagara Falls. And over the years, it expanded trucking through Jamestown, Rochester, and 100 miles around Buffalo, including Erie, Pennsylvania. Carl Savarino took over in 1980, and he moved the trucks not just locally, but now over the road. We started going into Texas and into all 48 states. Also in the 80s, we started a load brokerage, which is a non-asset-based side of our business. So anything that our trucks couldn't handle, they would find a truck for and move it that way. In 1994, Speed started warehousing. Locally here, General Motors gave us an opportunity to warehouse for them. We started in about 1,500 square feet. And we are now currently operating in about 1.4 million square feet of warehouse and distribution space. In 2006, we started our freight forwarding division. We acquired a small little freight forwarder here in Buffalo. As well, in the same year, we acquired a small customs, U.S. customs brokerage to really round out our services as a full cycle service provider in the logistics business. So that is who Speed Global Services is today.
And just to be clear, it's more than just trucking. I mean, when you're talking about transport and freight, you're talking about other modes of transportation.
That's correct. And, trucking is pretty self-explanatory. In our warehouse business, not only do we warehouse for customers full pallets, full truckloads, but we're also a fulfillment center. So we're picking and packing orders that you may buy online today. We may be fulfilling those orders right here in Buffalo and sending them to your house anywhere in the country, into both Canada and in the U.S.
So that brings to mind then, Joe, a couple lines of questioning. First of all, we've substantiated that it's not just all trucks, but I'm assuming like there's some air and some rail involved in what you do as well?
So I mentioned freight forwarding. Freight forwarding is moving the freight anywhere in the world. So it's kind of a travel agency for freight, where we could pick something up in China, move it to the U.S. or anywhere else into any other country, utilizing our partners throughout the world to help us do that. In a lot of cases, our trucks, if it's coming into a port of New York or New Jersey or into one of the railheads into Toronto, one of Speed's trucks would be picking that freight up at that port and bringing it into the customer, whether it's in Syracuse, New York, in Buffalo, New York, Rochester, et cetera.
And in terms of what Speed Global Services does, you mentioned freight, but is specific, are we talking perishable, non-perishable, a mixture?
All of the above, right? So dry freight, frozen, cooled, you name it, we can move it.
And for the most part, your delivery too sounds like it's more corporate, although it could be individuals as well.
It is commercial. We really don't serve household goods. That's not what we specialize in. We are really focused on commercial goods.
And how have things advanced? I mean, obviously, they're much more computerized, so maybe a little bit less labor-intensive. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, a lot of times when a customer comes in to visit, or a potential customer comes in to visit, they ask me the same question, what do you do? And, I tell them, you see all the trucks, and you see the warehouse, all the goods, and we can walk all the floor space, but really we're a technology company. And I say that because we want information. People want to know where their goods are, when they're ordered, how fast they're going to get somewhere. And, you know, utilizing the technology that we offer to our customers is one of our competitive advantages that we find to be at the top of our industry.
Speaking with Joe Birdie, who is president of Speed Global Services, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I would imagine location has a lot to do with how effective you are at what you do, and this has got to be prime because you're right on the border of Canada and the U.S., of course.
Sure. You know, the cross-border business is a big driver for our industry here in Buffalo. The border crossing is important to us. We all have heard the statistics of commercial traffic going over the Peace Bridge and the Queenston Bridge. That is what drives our warehousing and our fulfillment here in Buffalo. Geographically, we're within 500 miles of a great percentage of the U.S. population, so it's really a one-day drive from here from Buffalo. That the cross-border and the southern Ontario population really is a good motivation and advantage that we have here in Buffalo.
And again, going back to what you had mentioned before about the reach, that you literally do business in all the 48 contiguous U.S. states, how exactly is that all possible from little old Buffalo?
Obviously have trucks that are moving that, but at the same time you have planes, right? Planes, trains, and automobiles make it happen. And whether you need an intermodal, meaning that you're putting your freight onto a rail and moving it across country, I mean, you have some time to do that. You could use a train. A truck is going to shorten that length of time to get it across country or into the Midwest. And obviously then using air in the custom critical times to get something across country or anywhere in the world is what we specialize in.
And the size of the load matters too, right? Because necessarily, like I'm guessing a train and then even a plane above that will be able to carry something a little bit bigger.
Yeah. You know, the size of the load is anywhere from a skid to a truckload to multiple truckloads. It's all relevant to the time and service that you need it to be delivered in, and we'll find a solution for that.
Yeah, and I kind of was like making as an aside a comment about how it's not that labor intensive, yet still you physically need people to drive those trucks, fly those planes, engineer those locomotives. But more than that, in the warehouse itself, you would probably be looking for some people to work, right?
You know, workforce development is something we hear a lot about these days. And, you know, if you've read the newspaper or heard, listen to WBEN, we know drivers are tough to find, right? So we know drivers are a commodity that we're developing. We specifically are working with some high schools as well as some colleges in starting some logistic clubs, as well as supply chain clubs at the university level, and not only to look for potential drivers, mechanics, warehouse pickers, but also to really educate these young kids about our industry and what else we have to offer. It's not just the trades that we need. We need good people that could dispatch. We need good accountants. We need good leadership within our organizations as well. And I think workforce development is a key critical role, as well as education about the logistics and supply chain fields that we need to get out there and continue to promote throughout Western New York and the country for that matter.
And I'm going to take a leap here and guess, educated guess, that there is some use for someone who has computer background, because you have to have someone to input the information that tells the people who do the picking of the product where to go.
That's correct. Our IT staff currently is about 6 strong right now, looking to grow that. There's all kinds of software as well as networking that happens within our organization in the multiple buildings. Like I mentioned, under 1.4 million square feet from Linden, New Jersey, that we have all the way up into southern Ontario and our warehouse in St. Catharines.
And you talked a little bit earlier again about the custom brokerage aspect, which is a kind of an offshoot of what you do, but how does that dovetail with the operations overall?
Custom brokerage is really a value-added service that we help our customers with. Obviously, that's used to move freight over the border to make sure that all of the documentation is correct before it crosses into or out of the U.S. So it really moves the freight quicker for us, and hence why it's a value-add. We use it for the freight that's crossing on our trucks. You know, it's not a front sell for Speed, but it's something that, again, gives us that competitive advantage. Not only is a customer's freight on our truck, it's also being handled with our custom brokerage. So if there's any issue, questions, or concerns, it's all handled within one office.
And I'm assuming that one of the concerns going forward as you look to the future growth of the company is always about immediacy. We want this thing now. We want this thing yesterday. Is that really the biggest challenge, the hardest part of the job for you?
I think we know the sense of urgency. Everybody has that same sense, as you mentioned. And as far as the challenge goes, I'm not going to say that that is anymore. I think there was a day that that was. But like all of us, we order something online and we want it tomorrow, if not sooner. And it happens. And that's where we're able to react at the same urgency. You know, the biggest challenge right now. In our industry, really is people and getting good people. We have a great staff. You know, Speed started, like I mentioned, 1946, and today we hire over 200 folks here locally, they're a great group of people. But we need to add to that, and we need to find some good folks that will help us in our industry.
So for Speed Global Services, how would one go about approaching you guys to maybe inquire about a job over there?
You could check us out. There's applications at our website, speedgs.com, and gives you all the information about who we are, what we do. If I wasn't clear enough, it's spelled out very well on our website.
And we've already established that you have the reach across the country. What is the possibility for growth for the company?
It's endless. You know, we're in good times right now. Obviously, we all know the economy is booming, and as I mentioned in the history, we just continue to grow. And with the way technology is moving our industry forward, it really is an endless potential for somebody to grow within our company.
Joe, a pleasure to have you by. Thank you very much for the information.
Thank you.
That's Joe Birdie. He is president of Speed Global Services, and this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.